It's 8 o'clock. Last round of news.
Good evening. This is your RTL Today News at 8 o'clock. I'm John Baker. The Public Prosecutor's Office has announced the arrest of five presumed money mules in connection with a series of phishing attacks in Luxembourg. The individuals are suspected of having provided their bank cards and account information to facilitate fraudulent transactions linked to recent phishing incidents in the country. And according to a press release from the judiciary, the arrest took place on Friday. In recent weeks, Luxembourg police have received multiple reports of fraudsters impersonating police officers in order to deceive residents. The scam starts with a phone call from someone claiming to be a police officer, warning the victim of several recent burglaries in their area, and that suspects have already been apprehended and found with a list of potential future victims, including the would-be victim. Shortly after, a person arrives, presents a fake ID, and robs the homeowner. Michel Volta, who currently sits in Parliament as a member of the Christian Social People's Party and has been the mayor of Kerjing since 2010, will step down from this post in April 2026. Volta will be succeeded by his wife Nadine Braconnier, who was municipal secretary in Mondeconge and president of the Finance Commission in Kerjing. In international news, the International Criminal Court, which prosecutes individuals for war crimes and crimes against humanity, is suffering arguably the most difficult period in its 23-year history. However, the president of the ICC and key European members have issued a defiant declaration of the tribunal's independence in the face of US sanctions against several of its top officials. Pope Leo XIV received a rock star welcome from thousands of Lebanese youth today, bringing them a message of hope on the second day of his visit to the crisis-hit country. Locals have joyfully welcomed the American pontiff, turning out in their thousands to his public appearance and lining streets where his motorcade has passed, waving Vatican flags, ululating and throwing rice in celebration despite the intermittent rain. In sports, it has been announced that Bulgaria will host the first three stages of next year's Giro d'Italia, which will once again crown its champion in Rome. It will be the 16th time that the Giro, which will run from the 9th of May to the 31st, starts in a foreign country, and the second time in a row after Albania hosted the opening three stages of this year's Giro, which was won by Britain's Simon Yates. And finally, Chelsea captain Reece James reckons his dominant side made a statement in holding Premier League leaders Arsenal to a 1-1 draw despite losing Moises Caicedo to a first-half red card. The Blues had certainly been the better team at Stamford Bridge on Sunday before the sending off of Caicedo in the 36th minute for a studs-up tackle on Mikel Merino and prevented their London rivals from pulling clear at the top of the table. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In your weather now, and the evening and night will remain dry and clear, which means the temperature will continue to drop as the day wears on. We're currently seeing 2 degrees and should expect a low of 1 overnight. Tuesday would stay generally cloudy for the day with the possibility of some drizzle, particularly in the morning, and a high temperature in the afternoon of 6 to 7 degrees.